I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, so your husband, you have a baby. You're a young couple. Your husband's been out of town for a little bit, and he comes back like right during this like dinner party where it's like you and your husband and like your guys's friend and this guy she's dating, and you like tell everyone, you're like, guys, like I've been hearing like a really scary like thing every night at the same time, and like I truly like I think there's a ghost in here, because there's like it's literally, it's not just like weird sounds, it's like footsteps and like someone's voice, it's like, and it's happening every night. And your husband says like, oh, like you sound crazy, like in front of everybody, he's like, this is insane, you like ghosts aren't fucking real. And then he proceeds to like do this thing where he's like, okay guys, like present questions to me about ghosts and I'll prove to you that ghosts aren't real. And like meanwhile you're just sitting there, you have not slept for like 8 days because like literally there's been like ghost sounds every fucking night, and like all the, and the guests are like they're like, oh my god, this is so fun, and you're just like standing there while your husband basically makes fun of you in front of everybody. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick. 15 seconds later, though, they're applauding.
They're applauding.
I mean, I think you start tearing out the drywall. You start raising the floorboards. You find that corpse and you prove that your husband is the one who killed her.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation.
For why he would be acting like this.
Yes. Yeah. Ghosts aren't real. I could prove it. Everyone quiz me on why ghosts aren't real.
But here's the thing. The friend that you have over is one of your oldest friends from college. Mm-hmm. She's not surprised by this behavior of yours. This is completely in character of you.
Of you to be like, there's ghosts in my...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. No, it's in character of the man.
Of the man.
To be like, prove it. I'm always right. Essentially, that's his like...
That's his like personality.
His personality. Mm.
And like, ugh. Honestly, the thing that drew you to him to begin with was just how sure of himself he was. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like, you were like, oh, I like that about him for some reason. And... then like, so him like doing the whole like quiz me about it, like, and also him doing the whole quiz me about it thing, you think is a little shady, because like the girl of the friend that like the friend group that came over, the girl, she's like, oh my god, like when we were in college, because she goes way back with your husband, like from college,
they were like trivia best friends.
Oh, so it's like
And she keeps like, they keep doing secret.
She puts her hand on his on his wrist when she's like, oh my god, that's like the one time when you and I had that special moment that Karen wasn't here for.
Yes.
100%.
And there's literally like, you're cooking everything, you're setting everything up for this dinner party, and he's sitting across the table from this girl as if they're like on a fucking date, while you're like running around like trying to set everything up. He's not even helping at all.
This relationship's over.
You're married and have a baby.
You're leaving tonight.
take the baby and get out of the house.
Yeah.
Which is haunted.
As yeah, haunted so, anyway. I mean, do anyway.
Yeah.
Although I just watched, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's from 2011, so it should be fine. I just watched Insidious. Did you see that?
I have not seen Insidious, but I hear it's very good.
It's really good. Yeah. I liked it. Well, I won't spoil it because the one thing I was going to say about it really is like the crux of the movie.
Yeah.
So never mind.
Mm, but.
What is this from?
This is from the play 222, which was at London's West End and is now playing at the Amundsen for like 5 weeks, I think. And it has Constance Wu and Anna Camp.
And Finn Wittrock.
Finn Wittrock from
Halloween Town High. He's done a lot of other things, but I recently watched him in Halloween Town High. So the whole time I'm watching him be an asshole on the show, I'm like, you were so much
nicer.
Oh, yeah,
he's the husband.
He was much nicer on Halloween Town High.
And then who's the other guy? He was great.
He was great. I don't know him.
Yeah.
He's from Ozark.
Yeah, he was really good. He plays like the boyfriend of the girl who's like obsessed with the husband. Constance
I mean,
Wu's
it was
the,
like the kind, it was such a nightmare dinner party.
It was truly like, I was like, I hate that we are having to be at this dinner party.
And it's that kind of play because it's really only
it's
four
one set.
Actors and it's one set. And you Amazing. Feel like you are at this dinner party. And it's, even if the ghost thing wasn't happening,
that's
the
what
dynamic
I was just about to say,
of
yeah.
like the overworked wife and the jerk husband with the girl that is carrying a torch for him. It's like,
ugh.
It's amazing. It's Who's Afraid of Virginia Virginia Woolf with ghosts.
With ghosts.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It's great.
You should go see it.
It's great, and you should see it.
Hell yeah.
It is, but he is so unbearably an asshole that it's like hard to experience. Because him gaslighting her, there's much more gaslighting that happens that like we didn't even talk about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm convinced that my husband killed whoever the ghost is. And I have to dig up that body. And I mean, the way I would play it is, since they're all goo goo eyes anyway, I'm going to take the boyfriend. I'm assuming
he's got to be
the boyfriend of the other guy, a contractor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Knows how to swing a sledgehammer, perhaps.
He certainly does.
Knows where the crowbars are kept in the house, perhaps.
Or at the very least, he knows how to bid it out to someone who's going to do the actual work.
Yeah, he's the guy.
he's the guy.
He does.
He's the foreman.
Like, remember when we were doing the "I'm walking here" thing?
Yeah, I do.
He's that guy. He was great. He's very funny.
Okay. Played by Finn Wolfhart. You said
no.
That is the asshole. Played
by Finn Wittrock. No, Flynn
Kid Rock.
Kid Cudi.
I said it so confidently.
Yeah, and I believed you.
I think it's Finn Wittrock.
Yes,
and this is not the person from
Stranger Things. It is an adult man.
Gotcha.
It is an adult man.
Everyone in Stranger Things is now an adult man.
Sure.
They're too young
adults.
To be going. These are like people in their
He's
early
like 40 gotcha. Something.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. And then, and Constance Wu is the wife who's being like gaslit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's great.
And then Anna Camp is the woman who's like holding a torch for
At one point, husband. She comes in wearing like a three-piece suit, but it's like a bustier and pants.
It's like a bustier vest and pants.
And pants. So she looks amazing.
Looks fantastic.
And she looks amazing. But she takes off her blazer and then she's like, ooh, I'm cold. And so she grabs, instead of putting her blazer back on, she grabs a blanket and it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it's like, he married someone else already, lady.
Yeah.
Let it go.
But he's mean to her too, though. He's mean to her.
She will not give up. She's going to carry that torch.
Yeah.
Forever.
When she says to him, because the baby's crying all night, and she says to him, do you ever regret doing it? Yeah. When the wife is checking on the baby, and then he goes, do you ever regret not? Because he knows she's single, doesn't have kids.
Right.
And she's like, wow, you're mean to me, but I'm still going to love you.
It seems like that's his whole thing, is that he can be mean to people who then love him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, completely. And it's also a very funny play. Everyone was very, very funny.
Yeah, it was funny. And there are legitimate jump scares in it.
Yeah, I was actually shocked at how a play could do that.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, it was cool.
Ryan, you attempted the transition already.
Sorry.
Topic?
She's going to carry that torch
forever.
We're doing forever ships.
Why are we doing forever ships?
Because of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Ooh.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it too. I'm also a little bit like I don't want to be too sad from it.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be sad.
Don't worry.
Right?
It's going to be sad. Yeah. It will be.
Colin agrees.
No, it will be. I was thinking, like, I hope that the studio is, like, using the opportunity of this tragedy is what I wanted to say. I'm like, well, don't say that. That's a horrible thing to say.
Right. Yeah.
But that's... I've got my exec hat on. I'm like, yeah, it's a real opportunity. Introduce a new superhero.
But also, you don't want to get canceled for saying it.
No, yeah. I also don't, like, you know.
It's like
I don't want to make myself sad.
Yeah,
Right. Because, like, anything, like, Disney commenting on anything real, it's like, you guys deal in make-believe. Like, it almost feels disingenuous. But yeah. I'm sure it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm excited about it as
Me
well.
Me too.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a forever ship?
I have a forever ship.
Okay.
You know who lives forever?
Who?
Immortal beings.
Okay.
Mm. And they tend to be pretty evil, I would say. Like,
usually.
If you're going to broad stroke it. But there is one immortal being who is anything but evil. And that is the delightful Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. Evil.
He's been alive forever. Right. He will be alive forever. Yeah, it's great. All he wants to do is, like, be of service to people and make sure TV is nice and wholesome and there's no bad words and things like that. Really delightful character. And I was thinking of, like, who to ship him with. And at first I was thinking, okay, another, like, immortal who I'm obsessed with is Q from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Him acting not only as the romantic paramour, but the, like, sidekick NBC page, basically, to Q in all of his misadventures as
that
he grows
so fun.
More and more obsessed with taking down Picard and the crew of the Enterprise. And
oh, that is not the dynamic that I was envisioning.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking that it was because Q is mostly only interested in other people in, like, positions of authority or that have, like, power and have to make difficult decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, Endgame Kenneth as he is running NBC. And then he just keeps being visited by Q, who makes his difficult decisions even harder.
Interesting.
But your scenario of, like,
okay,
I like
so
him scurrying around, like, cleaning up after Q.
Q being like, Endgame, who are these beings of authority that I can torment?
Yeah.
Let's see. The president of soon to be defunct National Broadcasting Channel.
That's so cute.
I don't know if I see it going that way.
All right. That was just the scenario that popped into my head. Yeah. I want to hear about your him being a page to Q.
No, but yeah, that's basically the dynamic, you know. But Kenneth, of course, having the moral compass, much like he had to time and time again with Jack Donaghy to, like, you know, put his little baby boy foot down and teach him the error of his ways. I think that'd be very fun to see him go through that over and over again with Q. And then I was thinking this dynamic would also work with, like, Dracula or any evil doing immortal being, like, across the fucking.
Okay.
So because Kenneth has been alive forever and will be alive forever, I think he's a serial monogamist who is dating other immortals and proving that he can outlast them no matter how powerful and how immortal they are.
Oh.
And he's just going from relationship to relationship throughout all of existence.
Is that what was, like, supposed to happen with Jack Donaghy, but, like, he couldn't close the deal with Jack?
Interesting. Or maybe what if all of these, the downfall of all of these powerful immortals is they fall in love with Kenneth, but Kenneth is just too sweet a boy who is like,
yes,
I'm just a helpful asexual forever being that's not gonna be into a romantic relationship.
And they want to possess him.
But they cannot.
They never will. Right, but Jack Donaghy just never falls for it.
No.
Mm-mm. He hands him the keys to the castle. That's how you get out. It's like freeing the genie.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, Colin. I like that.
That is really good.
Does anyone else have a forever ship?
I do. When I hear the word forever, all I hear is forever.
Yes.
Forever. So, of course, I'm thinking of Squint Palidorus and Wendy Peppercorn. Now, Mm. When I Googled this, because I wanted to get how to spell her name, even though I didn't have to spell it. They described,
that is the most Ryan Mogi sentence I've ever heard in my life. We're talking Sandlot right now.
Sandlot, yes. The Sandlot. So the plot of the their romance, their subplot, is that he's got a big crush on her. She's a lifeguard at the local pool. And he fakes drowning so that she will give him CPR. He reveals himself during the fake drowning to be just trying to get a kiss from her. She kicks him out of the pool and then they're banned from the pool. But like every time they walk by, she kind of gives him a smile. Now, in this Wikipedia article that I read.
Oh, no.
They said. Now, okay, let me say my part first. Okay, so I always like that because, and then we hear in the postscript of the movie that the two of them eventually got married and had 9 kids.
Okay.
Now, I always liked it because she was like 16.
Right.
He was like 12. She was not romantically interested. She was not sexually into him.
Right.
At some point in the future, they met or like spent adult time together and that's when they fell in love or whatever.
Right.
Like, it wasn't that this was the beginning of...
Like, they start dating tomorrow.
Shades of Billie Eilish is what I'm getting.
No, it's not like that. It's like they both get to be adults, and then, you know, they're both around their same small town, and they end up together.
Sure.
It was how I always projected, colored in the distance between him forcing a kiss on her in a kind of gross way, her kicking him out, and then them getting together later and getting married. Okay, in this Wikipedia article... It said that her smiles at him as he walked by were a sign of romantic interest, which
could ruin
this ship for me. Yeah. I shipped it since the first time I saw the movie. I was like, oh, that's cute. They grow up and then they get together.
No, I think honestly, unfortunately, I think it means that because I could see that.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't like it. But I could see it that she's just like, oh, you know what I read it as? That she was like, oh, he's cute. Like not cute in a sexy way, but like, okay, this like little idiot.
Yeah, he's a rascal.
Yeah.
He's a rascal. And she does punish him for like what he does.
Right.
Yeah.
Like she
does. And then eventually they get together.
But
that's
she likes that he's a bad boy in the making is the thing. I think that's what the smile is. She's
but she's not
pinning.
She doesn't
she's
like go home at night and dream about squints.
No.
But I think she's just a Wikipedia thing. I think you gotta shake it up. Or we can go in like sabotage the
I think I need to edit this Wikipedia.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, you should make it so that the kiss made her pregnant with their first kid.
And thus
I
began.
Know that's not how it works.
Every summer he forced kissed her again and made her pregnant with another kid. This is like a Greek mythology. Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah,
horrible.
And then like the baby burst out of their
skull.
Right. And it gets pecked out by a buzzard.
Yeah.
No, I think that is the beginning. So no, she doesn't go home and dream about him. But she, every time she has a bad boyfriend who's like not cool and not sexy, she is like, man, that 12-year-old kid's sexier than this guy.
Sexier?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's inner monologue, though.
Yeah. She's not saying it out loud.
No. She doesn't tell her friends. She doesn't tell her mom. She might tell her mom. It's the 60s.
I think she also maybe
she
has
the word
thought.
Sexy with her mom I think in the 60s?
She
says undeniably sexy. I think she says fuck toy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that scans for me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Yeah. I think what you should do is change it and just say is not a sign of romantic interest.
Or citation needed.
Sure. Citation needed. That's what it needs to be. Because I watched that movie many times.
Yeah.
And I got lots of things since. Out of it, but I never got that out of it.
There's not like a book or a novelization or something, is there? I'm trying to appeal to a higher authority here.
Yeah. You're like, what's more official than movies?
The
books.
Novelization of the Sandlot.
In like her POV for that, yeah. So we know.
Oh my gosh.
I doubt that Wendy gets a POV chapter in the Sandlot novel.
What if the whole book is from her POV?
I mean, that's where you have to go.
She's
to archive
like,
of our own for
that
one.
And then I didn't really know what happened.
And then a dog ran through the pool? Never got closure on that.
And then one day, many years after the events of this novel,
it's an epilogue.
I ran into Squints as we were both adults.
Yeah.
He was cute. He asked me out. I said, yes. We got married and had 9 kids.
Yeah.
Every night we role play the drowning scenario.
And then I whisper to him, it began then.
No!
When you were 12 and I was 16.
No citation necessary.
It's canon.
Actually, I think there is something cute about it's canon.
It's canon.
It's canon, baby. Kelly, do you have a forever ship?
Yeah. Okay. So this is how I got to forever. Okay. Have you guys seen the show Devil in Ohio?
No.
It's fine. It stars Emily Deschanel, aka Bones.
Bones.
Okay, she's a psychiatrist. She
like a bone psychiatrist?
Just like, well, I guess in the sense that people have bones inside of them.
Okay, yeah.
Does she work for the Jeffersonian Institute?
No, she does not. Well, I guess in the sense that don't we all?
And David Boreanaz is there?
In the sense that he's also in movies. So she is a psychiatrist she has like a scar around her wrist that like indicates like had been restrained as a child. And she gets the call that there's this girl who they don't know where she came from. She's like dressed in like old timey clothes and she has a pentagram carved into her back.
Ooh,
huge. Wow. Yeah, it's sick. It's sick. And she,
how huge? Like shoulder to shoulder?
Yeah, like entire back.
Oh my God.
It's giant. That's and it keeps like oozing out of her.
Ooh, it's fresh?
Yes, it's fresh.
Oh no. Yeah. And this is a young child?
She's like 16.
Okay.
She's Wendy Peppercorn age.
She's Wendy Peppercorn's age.
To jump ahead in the series a bit, is it a Born Sexy Yesterday?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
No.
She doesn't emerge from her escaping the cult and been like,
No. Okay. She is like very, very damaged. And gotcha. Like, we kind of like, she, like, cause she does stuff that you're like, are you like, I'm scared about what you might do because of the way you were raised. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know like what her deal is, but like, we know she's escaped something. And Emily Deschanel feels very drawn to her because it's like, obviously they share this bond of like, we both escaped something. And she has these 3 daughters and the middle daughter just always feels like she's like overlooked, Jules. Like she's just like everyone always ever pays attention to her older sister who's like very beautiful and popular, who like stopped hanging out with her because like she's too cool. She's dating this cool guy. And then the younger sister who's a very big personality. She likes to do karaoke. She's like obsessed with musicals. Like she's just very loud. And so this middle sister doesn't really get paid attention to. She comes home from school and her mom's like, so we have someone like living in the house, like with us. And she's like, she's going to stay in your room, Jules, and you can sleep in the room of the younger sister. And Jules like has had trouble getting her mom to like care about her photography or like care about anything. And so she's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, okay, like this weird girl is like staying with us. And the girl like does the thing of she's washing her face. She looks up and the fucking cult girl is like behind her. And she's like, your dress is fetching. And she's like, okay. And she's like, oh, I didn't mean to flatter. Apologies. And she's like, it's cool. And she's like, oh, you're cold. And she's like, no, that means it's fine. And so already you're like, what is going on with this girl?
Didn't mean to flatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is also kind of hot.
Yeah.
It is kind of hot.
So then at dinner, they're like, passing out the food and you can tell that she is just like, this is so nice. Like this girl May, she's like, wow, like everyone's just like so normal, but she doesn't even know what normal is. And she's like, oh, we're not saying the prayer. And they're like, oh, we don't really say grace, but like you can. And then she starts saying this prayer that is like demonic. Like she's like, and we praise the like the demons or whatever, something like that. And everyone's like, what? And the younger sister's like, that's not what we learned. And everyone's like, it's fine. But so this girl, Jules, she's like, God, this girl is like in my fucking life. Like, and I'm already overlooked. But what she doesn't realize is that this girl like deeply wants connection and like a friend. And so they become like, it's actually really cute. And so I am saying forever because Emily Deschanel, she was like in a cult forever ago. And now there's another cult happening, and also Best Friends Forever. So,
I think that's better.
Yeah, okay,
that's
BFF. The one.
So like, it's like a thing where she's very observant, this May girl. And yeah, she like sees that Jules and like all the, Jules is on the volleyball team, I think, and all the other girls have their hair braided, and Jules's hair is in a ponytail, and the other girls, including her older sister, who's been snubbing her at school, and May is like, your hair is not in plaits, but everyone else's is. Why? And she's like, oh, because they like braid each other's hair. And she's like, well, I could braid your hair. And so they like braid each other's hair, and then they start becoming closer and closer friends, and then they're hanging out in the bedroom, in Jules's bedroom, and May is like, or she's like, well, I guess I should go to bed, like I'll go to the other room. And May is like, well, like if you want, like you can stay in this, in your room here, and like we'll stay. And they're like hanging out, and then Jules is like, sometimes I used to sleep on the floor of my sister's room, and like when I got scared, she would like put her hand down and hold my hand, and then May like puts out her hand, and then they hold hands, and it's really cute. And like they start like giggling together and like kind of ganging up on the mean older sister, which is kind of funny.
Deserves it.
But like it's like there's like, so like she like saves May at one point because the cult is trying to get her back, dude.
Yeah, of course they are. You don't put a pentagram on someone and let them go away.
And the way that she was chosen, because she's chosen to like marry the dad of the thing, whatever. No. So they put a red rose or a white rose in her bed. Someone breaks in the house, puts a rose in her bed. So she's like fugue state walking out. And she's like, I broke the circle in the rain, walking almost to the car. And Jules sees her and she's like, stop, and grabs her and hugs her. And she's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I broke the chain. I'm special. And she's like, but you're special here. And I'm like, oh my God, it's really cute.
You're special here.
Yeah. I pretty much only care about them. Like, the other stuff is very boring.
There's other show to that?
Yeah, that's there's, dumb. Like, Emily Deschanel. And then the husband is, like, doing stuff with real estate. And I'm like, who cares about this
there's
guy?
There's a real estate storyline?
Oh, God. His offer falls through? It's horrible. It's so boring. So I'm just like, that's why I fell asleep watching it. Because it was, like, so much the husband's failed real estate thing.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. Like,
Can someone do a cut down?
Yeah, of seriously.
Just one storyline?
Just that storyline. And I'm also interested in like Emily Deschanel trying to like figure out the past of this girl. And we're also learning that like she escaped a cult. Like that's what she fucking escaped.
Yeah.
And apparently the cult is this entire fucking county where like it's really insular. Yeah. And like the sheriff like makes sure that no one can leave. And if you go there, like they like arrest you right away. And that's like, that runs so true in those weird small towns in the middle of nowhere.
It's exactly what people wanted Satanic Panic to be.
Yes. Yes. But it's so funny because it's the people that were afraid of Satanic Panic do that kind of shit. And it's the Satanists that are doing it. And, yeah, like it's crazy, and all the birds are going crazy, and the ravens are going nuts. It's cool, but
so wait, is there a devil?
I think what happens is they drug everybody, and they think that there's a devil because like they do see someone with like giant raven wings, but they've all also been like eating this weird food.
Okay,
so I don't know if there is, but maybe because the birds are going crazy. I haven't finished it. I fell asleep because of the boring real estate thing. But like
sometimes birds go crazy though because like their little brains are picking up like different magnetic things.
Yeah.
I mean, asking the question, is there a devil? Like that may have been, just been like an existential question, Ryan.
But is there a devil?
Is there a devil?
So yeah, I did not mean to talk for so long about that show, but I do.
No, it's very interesting.
That sounds cool.
It's interesting. It's on Netflix, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. And what was it called?
I've seen the preview of it where Devil she like goes to the guy.
Oh,
and
she's
asking,
she's like, hi, I think I'm lost.
Yeah. And then other guys show up behind her in the barn.
And they're like, you gotta leave. And she's like, okay.
And they're like, no, you gotta leave.
Yeah. Devil in Ohio.
Devil in Ohio. That's cool. It's very like Children of the Corny.
Yes.
And like, yeah. No, that actually sounds really
cool.
And
I love like backwoods cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a genre. And so there's a lot of that, of like Oh, and she keeps being like, oh, my sisters and I, like, we used to do this. And then people are like, oh, did you have a lot of siblings? And she's like, many. And you're like, okay, what's going
what
on?
What does that mean?
But where she's are like they in now? A sleeping in a barn with like a bunch of beds, all girls sleeping in there. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah.
I love it.
So we'll see. I'll reserve judgment on if it's a good series once I finish it. I'll probably finish it tonight.
So it's May.
It's a limited series.
It's May and
Jules. I like them together. Yeah.
Cool.
But also it's complicated because May keeps getting more and more attention. And Jules is like, oh, like,
not this again.
I'm overlooked again. So we'll see how that resolves. Mm-hmm.
But also, like, you should just be used to being overlooked at this point.
I know. And also,
can't the rest of us learn. You just learn that sometimes prettier, more popular people get more attention.
Well, yes. Also, like, you can't expect to compete with someone who escaped from a cult.
Yeah.
Carve a pentagram into your own back.
No, and then it's see like what braiding happens. The hair. You need someone to do it for you.
And I think that's the thing, too, that Jules, like, demonstrates that she actually is, like, very empathetic and whatever. Because at first, she's like, this girl, like, she's, like, really bothering me. She doesn't know anything about her.
Yeah.
And then she sees her mom like tending to her wounds and sees the entire thing and runs into her room and starts crying. And at first you're like, is she jealous? But then her mom comes in and she's like, who could have done that to her? Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't believe she's lived through that. Like, I couldn't imagine. And she like gets really sad for her.
Yeah.
So it's like she shows that she is a sweet person. It's just she's complicated.
Sure.
And the little girl is really cute. She's like really into like singing Hamilton a lot, and everyone's like, please stop. So it's cute.
That is cute. I like that.
Yeah. That's my ship.
My forever ship.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk about the Lord of the Rings, the Rings of Power.
Okay.
Sauron.
He lives. Sorry. I just had to do my impression of Galadriel.
It's good.
Thank you.
I
have to not move my mouth. Yes. Sauron.
But you got to move like your lips a lot, though.
Yeah, but
like,
not
just
teeth.
Around. Yes, but so there is one ship in this that is like a forever ship because these characters like essentially live forever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I want to talk about that one because it's a huge spoiler.
It's
a huge spoiler.
But also, Twitter spoiled it for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't been spoiled for me.
Okay, then maybe don't because it's huge, Ryan.
Yeah, if it's huge, then I don't know it.
It's huge, and like that's when it becomes hot.
I know.
Right?
Because at first I was like, they have chemistry. Like, okay,
yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I don't really care that much. Right. And then when you're like, okay.
And now I'm into it.
Yes, now I'm into it.
But even though I'm into it.
Okay.
And even though that's a good ship in the show.
Sure.
It's going to take second place.
Okay.
To my favorite ship on Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, which is between Elrond, the elf.
Yes.
And Durin, the dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I loved
these
it.
Two sweet boys are both being dragged around by the like ruling powers in their, Elrond is being driven by these elven authorities and Durin by his father, who's like the king of the dwarves. And like these two guys, they just want to hang out.
They're best friends.
They are best friends. And like it's got the Legolas Gimli thing, but like they genuinely care for each other.
Yeah.
And like, they've never murdered anyone together.
No.
Like, there's so much. The Gimli Legolas thing, that's all like wartime buds, right?
Yeah.
This is like real.
This is like real. They're both into like subverting what's expected of them by their fathers or kings just to like help each other out. And when Elrond is hanging out in Khazad Dûm, he's in Durin's place. He's wearing this like ratty brown shirt, which for some reason makes the elves hotter.
Yeah.
Like normally they're all done up in like the sparkly armor.
Right.
Yeah,
it's too much.
It is too much.
But just like, put an elf in a potato sack.
Put him in a potato sack, man. And then like they go in like some like close cave that's like a little uncomfortable, a little too warm, a little moist. And they just like hash it out about like, oh yeah, what does your dad want for your life to be? And it's like, oh yeah, your life doesn't have to be that way. Our lives can be whatever we want.
Yeah.
They're just so sweet.
That's
and
really
I love them.
Sweet too.
I also loved just like the beginning when we first see them interacting.
Yes.
When Durin is like, he's like, I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
And like the reason he's mad, I thought was like such a sweet thing where he's like, look, like I know that elves, like for you, time is like different because you're like so fucking old. But like also you missed a lot of my life and I wanted you there. And like, I thought that was like really, and Elrond was like, oh damn, I'm sorry. Like, I think
I'm not used to being friends with people who aren't immortal elves.
Yeah. Dude, what Lord of the Rings does really well is love.
Yeah.
Like they do that so well. They, you know, the elves. But I really loved that.
Yeah. Oh, and there are other like good ships on the show too. Like, yeah. I think it's been, yeah, I like the love in it. And I wish, I know they're not going to, like, they're not going to end up together, but like, in my head, they end up together.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just like them a lot.
It's a good one. It's really sweet.
Couldn't think of a way to make it gross. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay.
Did we do a whole episode that wasn't gross?
Did we? I don't know. Maybe they,
I don't think any of us did anything gross.
I mean, we can imagine Kenneth Parcell topping Q.
That's not gross. Love. That's love.
It's not love.
Okay.
He's right, doing it out of spite.
Do you? I was trying to hide my true feelings. It's fucking hot. I'm going to check AO3 as soon as we get off.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.